I rather like to go camping and I wouldn't be caught dead without a decent paper map. Not that it saves me a lot of the time, but yes, I do acknowledge that some of the digital varieties can be pretty convenient too. But is it really time to stop printing topographical maps? Well, the government agency responsible for the country's geographical information thinks so, and there's a bit of shock around about that decision. Oliver Gordon reports.
Claire Drabge is resting in a creek bed on the Larapinta Trail in central Australia.
So you can see here, we've got a few places where we've marked for camps.
The tour guide uses paper maps every day she's out on the trail.
So you can see contour lines, which are hugely important. So you see here where they're all really close together, and that basically shows you that that's a big cliff face.
She was shocked when she learned government-issued topographic maps would stop being printed in December.
That's a big deal for us. Maps are really important for us to have in the field, not only for a safety point of view to be able to know where we are and what land we're navigating through, but also just from an interest point of view and an education point of view.
Geoscience Australia is the government agency responsible for printing Australia's large-scale maps.
The demand for printed hard copy maps has decreased quite rapidly.
The organisation's chief scientist is Stephen Hill.
Also, we're finding that the costs of storing and maintaining those maps and updating them in a printed form is becoming increasingly large. So the value proposition is not there in the way that it used to be.
All Geoscience Australia maps that are currently printed will be available for free download. Mr. Hill says those who still want to print maps on paper can do so if they choose.
So those people will still be able to print those large pieces of paper maps if they are able to access the facilities.
The scientist doesn't think putting the onus on map users to print their own maps will be an extra burden, and says the private sector is also stepping in to print some maps.
PEMA, particularly through their very popular app, use our 250,000 scale topographic maps.
But hiking guide Claire Drabge questioned whether people will be able to access the large, tear-proof paper hard copy maps are often printed on.
Yeah, how readily available that paper will be, I'm not sure. Hopefully that's something that they're looking at to make sure that people can still get access to a good quality paper and the right size paper to print those maps on.
It's not just those working remotely who are concerned. Ian Morton runs Melbourne's last paper maps store and says he regularly gets customers of all ages purchasing Geoscience Australia large-scale maps.
Younger people are realising that when they look at devices on their phone, quite often it is not a topographic map and they're out walking and that's what they want.
Topographic maps show detail such as elevation and steepness, a feature not available on many digital maps. The enthusiast has had his shop since 1995 and says paper maps have many advantages.
Well, the certainty that it will work when you pick it up, rather than relying on having to have a battery or something like this. It's there, it's reliable, and it gives you what's often referred to in the premises here, it gives you the big picture, which you simply cannot get off the face of a phone.
Mr. Morton's shop has survived, despite the introduction of free digital maps to the market.
At the moment, I don't see it closing. There's still adequate sales to make it pay its way.
That's welcome news for Claire Drabge back on the Larapinta Trail.
I do think that the technology and devices, the in-reach devices and GPS, definitely have a place out there, and they're definitely useful, and they are. I think it's great that they are something that we have available, but I don't think that we should be losing maps, the paper maps, altogether.
Tour guide Claire Drabge, Oliver Gordon with that report.